this is gnarly. So I was on my way to get a haircut and I was driving through the neighborhood. I was at the stoplight and I noticed there was a car up on the curb and I noticed there was a police car. And all of a sudden, before I knew what was happening, there was a police who got out of his car with his weapon drawn, pointed at the person from the white car that was up on the curb. And I did not keep enough space, so I was stuck. Hey, brave one. Welcome to another episode of the Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate, self-defense teacher, and professional speaker who helps those feeling vulnerable learn emotional self-defense and how to be street smart. You deserve to live in peace and safety. Stick around to hear safety tips that will help us enjoy empowered lives. Let's leave worry behind so we can be savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back to the Aware and Prepared podcast. We're continuing on in our series in how to stay safer when out and about. Today, we're going to talk about driving and some other things that you will hopefully find helpful. So first of all, I recommend that when you can remember to just leave a bit of a space in between you and the car in front of you. So if there was an emergency, you can get out. So maybe like 2 to 3 feet. That just means like don't be all up in somebody's bumper, because let me tell you a little story about what happened to me. This is gnarly. So I was on my way to get a haircut and I was driving through the neighborhood. I was at the stoplight and I noticed there was a car up on the curb and I noticed there was a police car. And all of a sudden, before I knew what was happening, there was a police who got out of his car with his weapon drawn, pointed at the person from the white car that was up on the curb. And I did not keep enough space, so I was stuck. So I was calling my mentor and asking him, what do I do? As I was like sinking down into my seat, trying to stay behind the engine block. So I learned an important lesson to always make sure that I leave enough space when I can. So if I have to, you know, turn around in an emergency like that, that I can actually do that. So that's one tip. And then another tip is when you're at a stoplight or a stop sign, I prefer to be in the middle lane if there's a middle lane. So I'm not out by the sidewalk, because sometimes there might be somebody that's on the curb who maybe doesn't look like they are going to be nice to me or my car. I've had my car hit by a golf club by a person before, so just saying. So I prefer to be in the middle lane. And when I'm on the freeway, you know, it's a good idea if you can to be in an outer lane, so you only have cars on one side of you. I don't always do that because, you know, practically speaking, it's not always going to be possible, but it's just something to think about. And here's something that cracks me up. This drives my husband nuts, and I don't know why, but sometimes people will park facing out so you can do like a quick getaway if needed. I believe that a lot of law enforcement might do this. And I don't know why it drives my husband crazy. I think because it makes the car stick out different, or the doors are in a weird place when you're trying to get out of your car when you're parked, you know, the normal way. I don't know. I just laugh because it's like a pet peeve of his. And then of course you've heard, you know, keep your gas tank half full or more. I don't do that. Full disclosure and confession. I keep my gas tank about a quarter full. So that's real life. And of course, having jumper cables, a spare tire, you know, even a bright colored vest or something that, you know, will light up and bring attention to you if you have to change the tire, if you get a flat. I remember I used to carry around, and I need to get another one of these. It's like a can of inflatable air that you can put into your tire. So I used to carry one of those, so I'm going to do that again so I don't get stranded on the side of the road. Have I changed a tire before? I think I have, actually, but I don't really want to do that again. So I'm going to buy that stuff. I'll find it and I'll put it in the show notes. And then, of course, you might want to carry a supply emergency kit in your car. So my dad is awesome with this. So he makes us a kit that he puts together himself that has real life stuff in it that helps out. So, hey, maybe I'll have him on the next podcast episode and he can tell us what he puts into these, calls them go bags, go bag. So maybe I'll have him come on and join us in that. I also keep like extra set of clothes and some snacks and extra water. And if you get into an accident, it's a good idea to only get out in a public place, right? If a person is scary, you can snap a couple pictures, get a license plate and drive away, call 911. If you think that's a good idea for the situation. If your car breaks down, you can stay in your locked car with hazard lights flashing. You call 911 if you don't feel safe. If somebody stops to help, only crack your window a tad to speak with them, right? To make sure they're safe. I wouldn't like fully roll the window all the way down or even open my door until I know that it's safe. And of course, don't accept a ride from a stranger. And then if it isn't safe to stay in your car, you can get out and even hide until you see the police. So those are a couple things. All right, let's wrap this up. So a quick recap of all the things I mentioned that you might want to just start thinking about or maybe consider depending on your situation. Number one, you can leave a 2 to 3 foot space between you and the car in front of you. Number two, at a stoplight or a stop sign, you might choose to be in the middle lane so you're not by the sidewalk. Number three, if you choose to and you want to drive my husband nuts, you can park facing out. If you are in a sketchy situation, let's say, you might choose to do that. Next, you could keep your gas tank full, half full, or at least a quarter full. Make sure you're not stranded with no gas. Number five, have jumper cables and a spare tire, maybe even one of those tire inflators. And number six, make sure to carry a 2-day supply emergency kit in your car. And number seven, in an accident, only get out in a public space if you don't feel safe. If the person seems scary or belligerent or something, you could snap a couple photos, nonchalantly drive away to the police station, fire station. Make sure you get the license plate and call 911. Number eight, if your car breaks down, you can stay in your locked car with your hazard lights flashing if you're safe there. Make sure you call 911. If someone stops to help, only crack the windows to speak with them. Next, don't accept a ride from somebody that you don't know and trust. Next, if it isn't safe to stay in your car, you could get out and hide and wait for the police. Again, this is so dependent upon your situation, right? Such a different story if you're in suburbia versus in a really bad place. So that was the recap. Hope you found it helpful and maybe you might want to implement a couple of those things for your own life. So stay safe and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for being a fan of the Aware and Prepared podcast. Show it some love by leaving a review. And don't forget to hit follow so you can catch future episodes. To book me to speak and transform your audience, go to my website, awareandprepared.life, L-I-F-E. To join my VIPs who get each episode's lessons learned, resource links, and more sent directly to you, sign up is also at my website, where you'll find a free gift when you do. The link is in the show notes. I'll talk with you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.